Okay, so we're continuing from Monday. So we did so far is the machlokas about whether what's the idea? How do you know that you can't cook the carbon pesach in other liquids besides for water? Okay, water. I know it says up in the pasuk, or not that I can't cook. You can't eat it when it's cooked in other liquids. So it says water. I don't know other liquids. So there's two shittos. Tanakama says it's kalachomer. If the water which doesn't impart flavor, the Torah prohibits. Certainly other liquids do impart flavor. But if you cooked in its own juices, it wouldn't be a problem because it doesn't impart flavor. It would be fine. So he said the svara is according to him, the idea is that it's like a diluting of the carbon pesach. So the halacha is you have to eat the carbon pesach like pure. Sliyesh means you're not imputing anything into the pesach. It's not diluted in any way. And with kubash v'shamayim, it's like you're watering it down. So that dilutes the chavta of the pasach through Beshel. So it's saying is if the Torah asks when you need to cook it in water, certainly if you cook it in other liquids, there's not only do they dilute it like in terms of the substance they put, make it more moist or whatever, they actually impart flavor. So that's even more of a dilution of the pasach. But if you cook it in its own juices, you're not diluting the pasach, it's just pasach. Pasach is pasach. You're not in any way to distort the chavta. So therefore that would be fine. The other man, Amar, says no. He doesn't learn that kalvachomer because he doesn't have that premise that the idea is one of diluting. So he says, no, really. Rather, he says, I think it's mayim. But it says, bashal mavushal, davashal teaches you any bishal. So he said, according to him, the idea of bishal is not a problem, an idea of diluting the chafza, but it's an idea that it's the chafza has to be prepared through tzli, and if it's prepared through the process of bishal, then that's the eser. Okay, it's a matter of how the thing is prepared. So bishal, the preparation of bishal is an eser. So the saying is, in terms of bishul, the primary method of bishul is with water. But the Torah is marbe, even like a secondary method, which is with other liquids. But it's being marbe, basically the process of bishul. So in the process of bishul, it doesn't even have its own juices, it's also the process of bishul. Bishul is bishul, it's a certain type of a process. So the isser of bishul has nothing to do with if the chafta is diluted or affected or anything, it just has to go. It's a chafta, which is a mavushal, which means it's been prepared through bishul. So that's what we said so far. The next issue which we're dealing with today is the Gemara says, so according to the side who learns it from the Kavach Omer, the Tanagama, so what does he use Uvashal Mavushal, the double Lashon, for? Because right, the second sheet that learns Vashal Mavushal teaches you any liquid, not only water, any liquid. But according to the side who says it's Kavach Omer, so you don't need Uvashal Mavushal for that. So what then is Uvashal Mavushal teaching you? Right? So the Gemara says, oh, it's because of this other. Okay, this other thing, and it's about to present it. So it digresses. So again, the other question is, remember the Braisa says that if you cook it and then roast it, or vice versa, you're violation. Okay, you're chayav. So I understand if you cook it and then you roast it because it's cooked. So you cook it, now it's official, now the eser applies. So cooking and roasting it afterwards isn't going to remove the eser. But if first you roast it and then you cook it, so it says it's slay. So what's the problem? What's the problem? Right? It's already roasted. What is cooking? You can do it afterwards. It's already roasted. Which is not clear exactly what that question is. Yeah, because now you cooked it. But the Gemara says that this is Rabbi Yossi. Because you have Machlokas in Rabbi Yossi and the Chana Rameyer, whether or not, so to speak, whether or not cooking undoes baking. Okay, and that's Machlokas by matzah. By matzah has to be a baked item, not a cooked item. So it says that, let's say you take your matzah and then you bake it. I'm sorry, then you cook it in water. So according to Rav Meir, it's okay. Why? Because it's already baked. So the bishul afterwards isn't considered bishul. It's still baked. Whereas Rav Yossi says, no good, because he considers the cooking, which is after baking, as a cooking. He considers it as a cooking. So since it's a cooking, so therefore now it's a cooked item. Now it's not bad, that's a problem, because the lacham has to be baked, not cooked. Point of that, right? Must be baked, not cooked. So you have machlokas apparently whether or not Rabbi Yossi is holding that the bishul will undermine the afia, will register and will undermine the afia. Similarly, the bishul after tzli will undermine the tzli, right? And therefore, will be a prohibition by Karm Pasach. Okay. Before we go further, so let's try to define that. Okay, it's a question which is by baking matzah, by cooking matzah, baking matzah, and seemingly, at least at this stage of the Gemara, the applicability regarding the Isser of eating Karban Pesach Mavoshal. The question is, similarly, the way Rashi is phrasing it is, does the Bishel, which takes place after the cooking in water, which takes place after baking, or similarly after roasting, is that defined as Bishel, such that it will remove the shame of bread, and such that it will create the Isser of, for eating Karban Pesach cooked, or do you say no? That's not really Bishel, and it's still going to be baked, and it's not going to create the prohibition of Avashal Mavashal. Okay, it's like a general question, at least at this point. So I think I'm thinking similar to what Yonah is suggesting. But the idea is that, see, what's the idea of cooking, or baking, or roasting? So, at their gut, so to speak, the essentially, you'd have to say their processes of rendering the food edible, right? I mean, if you had to define their essence, it's true they're differentiated in the particulars of how you're doing it, but essentially, that's what's going on. It's a process of using heat or whatever to render the food edible, right? And again, it's different. There are different methods by which you do that, but that's the essence of what Bishel is, of what cooking is. But within doing that, you could do that in different methods. You could do it using a water medium. You could do it using tzli, just by fire directly. You could do it by baking, right? Where it's like in the cavity, which is heated up by the heat by the fire. Right? There are different methods by which you do it. So they're differentiated based upon those characteristics. Right? Right. And which method you use affects the object, right? I mean, there's a difference between cooked item and roasted item and baked item. Right? That bread is a baked item. Right? So, so if you'd have to say baking, it's making a thing edible through a certain method. Of a heat, oven, whatever, and cooking these today is also that. That's like at the basic idea of the thing, right? I mean, if you just had to just define the elements of what cooking is, what baking is, what roasting is, right? So the question is, though, is let's say the thing is already edible. Let's say I remove the underlying nature of what, the underlying premise of Obeshel. But I still have this other property. Let's say Bishel. Bishel is making a thing edible through water, right? Through cooking it in water. Now, Bishel, that process of Bishel has certain characteristics. It renders the food soft, let's say, in waterlogged, whatever, you know? So the question is that if I take away the property of making it edible, do I still have a Shem Bishel? Could you still have the process? Could the process exist as a sort of a shame bishul without that underlying characteristic? Could the process exist as merely making a thing waterlogged, through heat? Or do you say that without that idea, it simply has no shame bishul? Without that the fundamental idea of changing it from edible to inedible to edible, it simply doesn't have a shame bishul. Is it separable? Is the process of Bishel, namely of imparting, making it waterlogged and whatever, is that process separable from the making it edible? That's his question. Is it Shema? Is it considered Bishel? Is this what Rabbi Yossi holds? Bishel achafiyah Bishel. It's already edible. So that's true. Part of Bishel generally is making it edible. But there's another part of it which is making it waterlogged. So that also registers the Bishel. So that's, the question is that the Bishel, Lachem, is not something that's Mavushel. Shame of Mavushel undermines Lachem. Lachem is baked, not cooked. So if it has the status of cooked, if it undergoes a process of cooking, then the process of cooking undermines the Shame Lachem. But the question is, halachically, is this defined as Bishel? If you say Bishel exists as a particular of making something edible, this isn't Bishel. So it's very nice. You now it's just like it's soaked. You're soaking in water. It happens to be hot water. Who cares? So soaked is okay as long as it doesn't undermine the form of the bread. But if you say that there's a reality, there's a shem bishel to this process, irrespective of the reality, so then the thing is then a mevushel. And now the thing is going to be, it's going to lose the shame lachem, because lachem is not a mevushel. Lachem is nefes. Right. Similarly by tzli, right? Similarly by tzli, there's an iser of asher mevushel. So the question is, it's already cooked, it's already roasted. So now that you cook it, do you say that the cooking registers? Do you say it's a cooked item? Okay, because it's being cooked, soaked in water and all that, but bottom line is it's not making it edible. So do you say it has a status of cooked? If you say it does have a status of cooked, so then it's the iser. You're buying the iser. If you say it doesn't have a status of cooked, so then it's very nice you did what it looks like cooking, but it's not cooked, it's not a bushel, so there's no iser. Because the question is, so why don't you say the reverse? That similarly, if I do tzli, if I do a bishel and then tzli, so if you say that the tzli registers, right? If you say that tzli, just like you're saying is that bishel is just a process and is recognized as that process, even if it doesn't make it edible, so you're saying, so why don't you say the same thing, that if I do bishel and then tzli, so that tzli will also register? Right, is that the question? But I don't see that question exactly, I don't think, because see, by, at least certainly within the way we're learning, is that by the iser is to eat something which is under the process of bishul. Okay? That's the iser. Right? Let's say with the natchi thing. Okay? This is it's under the process of bishul. So if you do bishul first, right, and there's the process of preparation, is the iser. So if you do bishul first, so then definitely under that process. So the thing is also, now the fact that you do tzli afterwards, who cares? So now it under the process of tzli also, but it's still under the process of bishul. So it has, there's a shame of bishul according to that side, but that way of learning is just that it's the thing which underwent the process of bishul. So it doesn't, I'm not saying it undermines, it takes away the shame of the process of bishul, the tzli. You're just saying is that the tzli will register. Fine, so they both register. That's kind of what the Gemara is saying. But if you first do tzli and then do bishul, so if you say that there's no chalo shame of bishul after it's already edible, so then it hasn't undergone a process of bishul. You know what I mean? If it does, so then fine, then it has the shame of bishul also. So in other words, if you look at the status of mevushel insofar as the process, I don't know about that process, so then you could say it's by carbon pesach, they'll both be a problem. It'll be a problem. But by, when it comes to the matzah, so the idea of lachem is something which has not, which is, I'd say, it's something which is baked and not cooked. The shame of cooking undermines the shame of lachem. Same as cooked. So if the cooking registers, then it doesn't have a shame of lachem. Right? That's why, at least according to that way of learning. If you learn that the problem of tzli bishul is that it underwent the process, that's something which underwent the process of bishul, so then it'll go both ways. If you hold that the shame bishul registers after the shame tzli, right? But if you hold that it doesn't, still it doesn't mean that tzli is going to uproot the bishul, because it still is mevushel also. We're not saying it's necessarily replacing it. Just like by the bread, it's not that it's not pshat that it undermines the baking as if it was never baked. It was baked, but it's also cooked. And lachem can't be cooked. The process says the size of cooking undermined by bread. It's not pshat that it just has to be baked. It's pshat is that the cooking undermines the status of bread. Bread isn't cooked. So when you cook it, if the cooking registers, it will undermine the shame of lachem. The baking that you did previously doesn't help you, but by bishul, so the bishul comes first. That's the bashul bishul mayim. So in the process of bishul. No, I mean, you could say that lachem is a certain type of an item. Lachem is a certain type of an item, which is exclusively baked. Because once it has the status of, once it's cooked also, it's not lachem anymore. Lachem is like a certain refined object. And once it undergoes the process of mafia, of dav bishul, so then it loses the shame of lachem. Lachem is like a purely baked. So if it has both statuses, then it's not lachem anymore. But it doesn't have to remove it if you never baked it. Maybe you did bake it, but you also cooked it. And once the cooking registers, then it's going to lose the Shem Lachem. But by Vashem Vushav Amayim, it doesn't say something which is exclusively cooked, which is the Yeser. Just saying, yes, it's something which is under the process of Vushal. So it's Mavushal. So the process of Vushal asks it. It's Ki Yim Sliyesh, only Tzli. So as long as it's a Shem Mavushal, it's going to be Yeser. Now, but if you say that Bishul is part of Bishul is that you're making it edible, so then who cares that it underwent the process of Bishul? That's not Bishul, because it's already edible. So it's the saying, it's also, it's going like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't have the shame, that part of Bishul, that even though it's already baked, it still has the status of Bishul, even though here too, even though it has even Sli, it's still the shame of Bishul. So now let's say you view it. So this is, we explained that if you hold that it's, like the way I was just explaining it is why it works both ways. If you hold that it's the process of Bishul, which is the Osa, right? Right? It's a process. But if you say that it's the other idea, the other way, that it's not the process of Bishul, but it's like the effect of Bishul. That it's like water, you know, diluted. That's the Osa. The diluting of the Bishul creates the Osa. Right? That's why the Kal Vachomer, right? That side. So then I'd say also, is that if you do Bishul first and then Sli, so you had the effect of Bishul. Right? I mean, you already had the effect of Bishul. So the fact that you roast it afterwards doesn't take away from the Bishul. I mean, I guess you dry it out, but it's still, it softens it, it's whatever, and there's the process of Bishul still took place. The Shem Bishul answers the Chavtza. If I do Tzli after it doesn't help, that's the Gemara that Gemara understood. But if you do Tzli first and then Bishul, so then the Bishul won't register. Because it's Bishul, part of Bishul, making it edible. So it may be that it's soft and all that, but bottom line is halachic, there's no Bishul which took place. So then it would just be like if you can soften it up doing a lot of different tricks. Soak it in water, but that's not Bishul. So that's what it says. There's no, there's Rabbi Yossi, who says that the Shem Bishul registers afterwards. The Shem Bishul does register afterwards. Since the Shem Bishul registers, so therefore it will be, so now you've altered the Chavtza using Bishul. So therefore it's still going to be a problem. Right? It works for both of them. I mean, for both of them, it'll go both ways. The saying is, it depends upon that question, Namahokas. Right, it depends on that machlokas. Do you say generically that you can have a Shem Bishul after you do Tzli? If you say there's a Shem Bishul, I recognize it after Tzli, then the Bishul will be an Osa. See the Bishul. But if you say that, no, like Rameyah, that there is no Shem Bishul after Tzli, it's not recognized, so then you say, then here, the Bishul is not going to be an Osa. Right, I mean, that's what we're saying so far. So far. Saying that this halacha, that it's there, it's Osir both ways, is dependent upon that machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and it's going like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir. So far in the Gemara, there's no mention yet of Vashem and Vushal. So far, and the main chiluk I'm saying here is that when by lechem is exclusively devar nefes. Part of lechem is a certain type of a refined item that it's baked and not cooked. So therefore, if the cooking registers, then it's going to remove the shem lechem. But by Karm Pesach, there's no halacha of Vashem Mavushal, and he's exclusively cooked as sir. If you do both of them, then it's also, if they both register, then it's also going to be there, sir. Because it's Vashem Mavushal. It's Vashem Mavushal. The Gemara just thought is that if you do Tzliyesh first, then it's Tzliyesh, and there's no room for any other process to register. So it says, no, there's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds, even though it's already cooked, it's already baked, it still registers as special. Bishul is Bishul. Bishul, right. The way I'm learning is similarly, I'm saying it's not because Bishul registers afterwards, but Sli wouldn't. I'd say Sli would also register afterwards. It's not. That's what I'm learning. But they say Pesach was learning that different than it's Bishul itself. It's only because Bishul has the property that it causes the Yiruv Tamim. That it mixes together. It's a certain type of a process that mixes together flavors, and therefore you could argue Bishul will register even though it's not making edible. But Sli would not be registered, would not be recognized after it's already edible. And that's what he's learning the question. Does the Rav Shem Bishul? The Bishul will be Bishul because the Rav Tam, even without being edible or not. You need the making edible. Right. I hear what you're saying. Right, so I'm not learning that way. I'm learning it's not because Bishul as opposed to Tzli. I'm saying Bishul and Tzli the same question. But the difference between the cases is not Bishul versus Tzli, but it's Lachem versus the problem, the issue of Lachem and Mavei Kas. Lachem is any process of Bishul or Mudish and Lachem, but when it comes to this halacha of Tzli and Bishul, it's any Shem of Bishul which is going to be the Esser. As long as Shem of Bishul registers, it's going to be an Esser. Yeah, okay, if you're interested in Rav Pesach, I'm just hearing quote of Rav Pesach. I mean, you have to really, you could listen to this year. Just my impression of it. Yeah. Okay, so now the Gemara says, and this is what Yonah was getting to, so now it says, no. It says, because again, up until this point, according to Rabbi Meir, there's no such thing as Bishul after Tzli. Right? That's Rabbi Meir holds. There's no such thing as Bishul after Tzli. It doesn't register. Bishul without making it edible is not Bishul. So how could you say that if you do cook the Korban Pesach after you do Tzli, it's going to be also going to be Chayiv, but there's no recognition of the process of Bishul after Tzli, as you see by Matzah. So Gemara says, no. So also Gemara says, maybe there's that price, which is Yechayiv for Bishul after Tzli, like Korban Pesach. It's not going according to Ramei, it's Rabbi Yossi. Okay, you could just say that, but Gemara says, no. Really, I'll tell you, it could be Ramei. But it says, because the Pesach says, Vashon Levushon. He uses the Reboy in the Pasuk to teach you that even though Bishul after Tzli really isn't Bishul in general, here it's going to be Asar anyways. Here it's going to be Asar anyways. And that's what he uses Vashon Bishul to tell you. So the question is, so what's that idea? How does that work exactly? I mean, it sounds like it's doing magic. It sounds not Bishul. It's not Bishul. And how do you have a rebuy to tell you to do the possible? I mean, it's not Bishul. That's what Yod deals. It's not Bishul. After Tzli, part of Bishul is like next to edible. So now you're saying is Bishul, Bishul, any Bishul? This isn't Bishul. Right? So that's what Rashi kind of addresses that. He says, the Shani Yachad, the Rabbi Akra, Bishul, Mavushul. Because it says, the Havid, the Machtav, Mavushul. Should have just said one Mavushul. Ugziris HaKasav, Hibi Pesach. It's Ugziris HaKasav, Hibi Pesach. He's like saying, even though really it's not Mavushal, but it's Yerz Kasa, the Torah said it's still a problem. But I mean, what's the sense of Yerz Kasa? I mean, he's talking to him, and he's saying Yerz Kasa, but it really doesn't, in a certain sense, doesn't really make sense. This is not Bishul, but it's Yerz Kasa. So what's the idea? Right, what's the idea? Right, what's the idea of saying is that Yerz Kasa is unique from everywhere else? Right? Yerz Kasa is Bishul. And does this somehow relate to his initial question about what about the original machlokas, right? Because this is saying, this is how the Tanakhama, who learned Kal v'chomer, is going to use the pasuk. Right? Rebbe used the pasuk differently. He used Mashal Bushel to tell you any liquid, right? But the Tanakhama is using Mashal Bushel to tell you this, a Bishul after it's late. So is that somehow related to the initial question, or it's just whatever, totally different point? I'm thinking that the idea is this in line with what we said before? Is that remember before the machlokas about whether Bishul is asa or not? Right? What's the idea of this or Bishul? So one way was the Rebbe held that the process of Bishul is the asa. So the process of Bishul is the asa. So now the question is, what is the process of Bishul? So it's a universal question. Is it Bishul or is it not Bishul? So it's the same question as Rebbe and Rebbe is, right? What is Bishul? Is it Bishul or is it not Bishul? But according to the Chalitanakama, it's not really the process of Bishul, per se, which is the Esser. But it's the dilution of the Pesach, which Bishul brings about, which is the Esser. So it's Bishul qua the Chafta, the effect on the Chafta. It's not the technical said, did the process of Bishul take place or not. But it's the effect of the Bishul on the Chafta. So it's the effect of Bishul. So what it's saying is that the Gzeiros HaKasav is that even if you have this process, Bishul after Tzli, even if technically speaking it doesn't have a status of Bishul, because Tzli already happened, right, and it's already edible, but since it's it affects the chavta like bishel. It's the physical process of bishel. You're soaking the thing in hot water, boiling it in hot water, and it's affecting the object in the basic way as bishel. So therefore, that bishel, it's like the mice of bishel itself is going to be an oser. It's going to be an oser of the thing, even without the halacha kala shem bishel. It doesn't have a shem bishel, vis-a-vis matzah, whatever. It doesn't have a kala shem bishel. I can't say it's a davar mevushal. But the gzeras hakasev uva pesach is uvashel mevushal. Double any bishel, even the ma'isa bishel without the chalo shem bishel is going to be a problem. Now, the ma'isa bishel is you take a thing, put it in hot water, boil it up, and cook it. So, but it's you're saying is because of the pre-kid status, the precondition of the chav, so it doesn't have a chalo shem bishel. The process of the chalo shem bishel, but the mechanical actions of ma'isa bishel, and then the Torah is saying is that ma'isa bishel also has the din bishel vis-a-vis the yeser uvashel mevushel. Because and the idea is because. His whole idea is that you're diluting the Pesach. It's a waterlogged carbon Pesach. So who cares if you're saying technically it's already slay. So you already did slay, so now it's already edible. But bottom line is, you're soaking the thing in water, boiling it up in water. So in terms of the effect of the Chavta, it's going to have the same effect. So therefore, the Gzeiras HaKasev is that the Bishul, which the Torah selected, is not the technical Halacha Chal Shem Bishul, but it is the Maisa Bishul of Ba'alma, the action itself. You follow me? Let me just follow. Let's say, I'll ask you a question, see if you're following. So let's say you soaked it in water, and you manufacture the same effect in the chafza as Bishul creates. Right? Would you say that it's also according to him? Or you'd somehow put it in the microwave, I don't know, work out some sort of a process whereby you create the same thing? No. Why not?
It's not the same process.
Okay, good. Because he's not holding that the halacha is the, it's not a din that the chafta of Pesach has to be pure. It's not the Isser. The Isser is the Vashem Mavushal of Mayim. That's the idea of Bishal is that it makes it impure. It dilutes the Pesach. But still, it has to be the same. It's still Bishal. It's an Isser of Mavushal. It's just that the ordinary identity of Bishal is the conceptual process of Bishal, which means making it edible. But here, the Torah selected the Maisa Bishul itself, because that's in line with the idea of the mechanical action Bishul is in line with the idea of watering down the Chavta. But it still doesn't mean that if you just took the idea behind it and watered down the Chavta, now it's going to be defined as Mevushal, because by my mind, it's not Mevushal. It may look like Mevushal, someone may not be able to tell, but it has nothing to do with Bishul. It's just saying is that here, the Rebuy Yitzhak HaKasav is that it's using the definition of Bishul, which is purely in a mechanical sense, which is not the ordinary idea of the definition of Bishul, which is usually chosen. Which like by Lacham, it doesn't go that way. By Lacham, it's the real Chaloshim Bishul itself, which undermines the Din Lacham. And if it's not Lacham, it's not Lacham. If it's not Bishul, it's not Bishul. But here's the concept. But this is within the position of the Chachamim, who hold that the Isser is because of the effect of the Bishul. But if you say that the Isser of Bishul is the process of Bishul, and that's the fact that it underwent the process of Bishul, so then it's going to boil down to, is this the process of Bishul or not? If it is, it is. If it isn't, it isn't. And it wouldn't make sense to say Vashem Bishul is telling you that this is defined as Bishul also, because it's not the process of Bishul. So it doesn't make any sense. So you're right, according to him, he doesn't. He uses Vashem Bishul to tell you a different thing. Vashem Bishul, according to him, is teaching you that not only in water, but in any liquid. In any liquid is defined as Bishul, because that's the process of Bishul. Right? That's the process of Bishul, and it could be in any liquid. But according to him, when it comes to the question about the Bishul after Afiyah, he's saying it turns out it's telling the Machlokas. It would be a telling that Machlokas. Is this defined as Bishul? Is not defined as Bishul? But it's saying is within the Tana Kama, they're using Vashem Bushel to tell you, even if you hold universally not defined as Bishul, still, by Karban Pesach, it will be defined as Bishul. Which leads to Tosus, right into Tosus' question, is what about according to Rav Yossi, who holds it universally, it is defined as Bishul. So then what do you need Vashem Bushel for? Right, then what is the Tana Kama going to use Vashem Bushel for? Because it's already defined as Bishul in Kol Tarkul, and it comes to Lacham. So then what's the Vashem Vashel teaching you? So you don't need to teach you Vashem Mayim, you already know from Kal V'Chomer that it's other liquids. You don't need to teach me that even Bishol is after Afiyah, because universally Bishol is after Afiyah. So that's those asks. And the answer is, no, that's how he knows universally that has the din of Bishol. Bishol after Afiyah has the status of Bishol. That's what teaches you. Vashal Mavushal teaches you that Bishol is the process of affecting the Chafetza, even if it doesn't make it edible. It's rendering a certain effect in the Chafetza, even if it's not making it edible. That universal is learned out from that pasuk. Gemara doesn't say that. I mean, Tosfos is putting that into it, but that's what Tosfos answers that.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do again, what I'd like to do tomorrow is tomorrow's Thursday, right? So let's just go for the Gemara. Next issue. It's a Tan Rabbanan. I mean, there's those. I just want to move along here. Tan Rabbanan, Yachol Tzlo called Tzarka. And then Yachol Chai. Those are both those cases. I don't know if we'll get them both. But basically, yeah. So you get till a commentary, basically. It's Tan Rabbanan. Okay? It's like halfway down the page or so. Mm-hmm.